Hello, babies. Microdose Monday. And yes, I'm late again. I did not forget. It's just I had to go through my list of what's a priority today, what needs to happen before I get to sit down and do this. But I finished my things and I'm here. We know that Brandon is not going to record on the weekends because she is crazy bartending and running around like bananas. So, what I need to do is get a little more disciplined on my scheduling and try to record Monday's episode within Monday through Thursday, right before the next week. So that is my goal this week. It is my goal to make sure I have Monday set up for you guys because this matters to me. And I know that some of you have been waiting. I've gotten a few messages. I just honestly thank you so much for your patience. And I know that you guys get into a routine, like you're driving somewhere and this is what you listen to. And I'm sorry I fucked that up for a little bit. Okay. I am going to try to get better with this because it is a priority to me, and I love the feedback that I'm getting this week. Last week was pretty fire, I guess, because a lot of you came out of the woodwork, and I'm super grateful. My books have started selling again, which is pretty cool. There was a little slumber there for a second, but I think I stopped talking about them, and that probably made a huge difference. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to brandonlynette.com, sign up for emails. Okay, this is where I do the love letters. This is where I send out any news, like anything that's going on, it goes through an email first. And then the books are linked there as well. They're on Amazon. We've got Once Upon a Time Bitches. We just celebrated the 5th birthday of that book, 5 years since it's been out. And I am definitely not the same person, but I'm having a great time. So if you're new here, babe, welcome. This is the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite mindset coach and host, Brandon Lynette. Okay. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential. This is where you embrace those extraordinary possibilities within you. That is my goal, to show you what's possible, to shift your mindset from that lack to just what's possible. Okay. So this is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. As you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness, it's possible. I want you to come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. I want you to unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story, this podcast is going to give you that inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. Okay, bitch, jump. That's where we're at. Okay. I always say buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass, but we don't need to buckle up. We're going to free fall this shit. Like, we're going to free fall it. This is the thing for me. I feel like society has just taught us that we should just sacrifice ourselves for other people's happiness. It's kind of what we learn, especially moms, women, like, kill yourself for this stuff. And I've realized that I am not good if I don't prioritize my well-being, right? And it's not like, oh, Brandon needs to go out clubbing tonight so she can hang out with the kids tomorrow. It was Brandon needs to stop at the gym on the way home after taking her son to school so that she can survive the day. There is a huge difference in the Brandon that goes to the gym every day and the Brandon that misses the gym. Okay. Huge difference. But we're taught that we should just sacrifice our shit for everybody else. And what I want you guys to understand from this episode today, it is Microdose Monday. We'll get there, but I want you guys to start putting your needs first. When you make yourself the priority, everything starts shifting. Okay. And we're doing this with mindful, thoughtful approach. Okay. It's not like, fuck the kids, I'm going shopping and I'm spending the grocery money. That's not what I'm talking about, you know, or I'm going out partying with my friends and indulging in all the drugs and alcohol. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay. I want you to start making yourself a priority when it comes to your well-being, your health, your mental health. We're not talking about all the toxic shit. I'm talking about you need to get outside, go for walks. You need time for journaling. You need time for reading. You need time for praying. All of these things. You make that a priority. Okay. And what's going to happen is you're going to piss off people who've been benefiting from your self-sacrificial behavior. Okay. There's always going to be someone that's pissed at you, and we're going to work through that. In fact, I have hundreds of episodes of us working through that. Okay. Everybody's going to take from you until you have nothing left to give. They don't care about you. And I say this with the most love. And I know there's some of you that would argue. And on some level, I do think we all have people that care. Absolutely. But we don't want to be the kind of people that are letting people do all the things for us and not putting their needs first either. And you kind of set the tone for that. I want you to be the example of what we need. Everyone just wants to do what's best for themselves so they can live that life that's in alignment with their highest self. But what happens is we have programmed our brains. We've programmed our brains to highlight fear, people pleasing, all of this. And that shit is what stops you from raising your vibration. Okay. Raise your vibration. It is time that you start to see the value in who you are, and you have to stop sacrificing yourself. This is it. Today is day one. I know you have all these things in your mind and you're like, man, well, I can't really say no to this. I can't say no to that. You can say no to something. I promise you, you can. Do you give to people as much as you give to yourself? There's just so much toxic hype around, you know, putting everybody first. Put your kids first. Put your husband first. Put everybody first. Then there's nothing left, and then you're not available for them, and you have resentment and you have anger, and you're turning to everything to try to cope with that. Part of putting myself first is taking that time out of everything I'm doing to set intention and pray about what it is I want to grow through. And I do it weekly, but I also do it daily. Like every day there is a message for me. Every day is a new, clean, blank slate to create. And bitch, we have the same 24 hours in the day, okay? We have the same 24 hours. But you are so programmed with this fear. You're so programmed with this limiting belief that you can't see outside what it is that you desire. You can't see that because you're so stuck in the programming. And what I love about microdosing, what I love about psilocybin, is it breaks up the programming. That's it. I don't get any kind of high from this. It's a minuscule amount. And I coach you guys on this process. Okay. I coach you through what is the best amount to take. And there are little signs of which direction we need to go, right? If you microdose shrooms and you're yawning a lot, you took too much. That's it. That's the worst that's going to happen, is that you're going to yawn a little bit. Okay. So we scale it back. But the best thing that's going to happen is, literally, scientifically speaking, it rewires what's happening in your brain. And you might be thinking, Brandon, are there other ways to do this? Because listen, I met a lot of really awesome people, and I know I have some listeners that are going through, you know, sobriety and doing these things. Absolutely. I would never suggest, you know, you guys break your program up for something like this. I do want to make it clear. It's not like I can't smoke weed. Okay. I know everyone's like, we know, Brandon, we know. I can't do it. I absolutely do not like feeling not like me. I don't take medication. I don't take anything outside of, I've got a 3-scoop supplement I love, and a few other supplements here and there, but I just don't take stuff. I don't like to not feel like me. So when I started microdosing shrooms, I realized there is no high. You're not getting a crazy body buzz. You're not getting a brain buzz, but it is this very, I feel like it's a warm hug. Like you just suddenly feel like you are wrapped up in God's arms and you are connected. You suddenly feel the importance of your existence. You suddenly feel like you have purpose. And it's because it tears up that old programming. All of those little roads you have carved and paved, like all of your habits, all of your mindset thoughts, all of your everything, all of it, it's all programmed. And what scientists have discovered is that you can change that. And you can change that not just with microdosing, but that has been the fastest way for me. If you really want to test yourself and prove your discipline, you can do it through other methods. Absolutely. There's a lot of things that you can do to rewire your brain. They just take a lot longer and it takes a lot more discipline. And I'm all about the discipline, bitch. Okay. Listen, I gave up sugar 35 or 36 days ago. I'm terrible with numbers, but I gave up sugar and I'm doing it on my own discipline. I have a really great weight loss product that I genuinely feel good on. Like absolutely, food noise was gone. Everything was gone. But I've always depended on that. And I just keep going back and forth, right? I do the products, then I get into shitty habits, and then I take the products, and like, I want this to stick. You know what I'm saying? I want this lifestyle choice. I want the healthiest version of me to emerge, and I want to do it my damn self. So I am going through it the slow way. Okay. No fucking toxic Wegovy or Mongiorno shots, no toxic chemicals from the doctor, no whatever it is that people are using to lose all the weight. It's not for me. I love you if it works for you. I love you if you're doing that. Fuck yes. But it's not for me, the same way that microdosing psilocybin may not be for someone else, right? Maybe you're ready to just lean on your own discipline. It's absolutely possible, but you have to start making some decisions. And that discipline is hard. I'm not going to lie. There are days where I have fallen into that trap of the food noise where, you know, sugar is just calling my name. And it's like just one little thing, you'll be fine, right? All the temptation. So I depend a lot on my mental strength with microdosing and absolutely giving this to God. Okay. Is like, hey, listen, if we're going to work together, because we are literally co-creating our lives with him. Okay. We're co-creating our lives. So you're not doing this by yourself. I'm like, listen, if we're going to do this, if we're going to create the healthiest version of Brandon, then I need you to give me a role of linemen that are going to block all the thoughts that I'm having, all of the food noise, all of those things, right? Line up my angels, line up my defense. I put on the full armor, all of it. I can't do it by myself. I don't think anybody can, but it's still my discipline. It is still my mindset. It's still going through that. So we can talk about some ways that you can do this outside of microdosing. I just absolutely love that microdosing is a quick fix for me. And it's never the same. It's the same, but it's never the same. Every day is different. Every lesson or message I receive is very different. And I leave a lot of that up to, you know, I read the Bible every day. I leave a lot of that up to what I read, how that comes into play, the message that I'm getting, or even just being able to sit with some feelings. If like things are going on, I have my 9-year-old yesterday. Well, she's 10 now. Jeez. Last night she was super pissed at me because I confiscated video games because of something that has been habitual. And I, you know, wanted her to learn the lesson. So we're going to take something that she super, super loves, and maybe she'll understand the importance of what she needs to do. And when I tell you, like, she broke my heart. So many hateful things came out of her mouth, and I was honestly in shock. Like, it was wild to me. And absolutely, a little while later, she apologized. She woke up today, she apologized. But I had to sit with those feelings because it literally broke my heart. So I'm like, okay, is there some truth in what she's saying? And I, you know, allow myself to feel the feelings of, you know, she's been super mean to her sister lately. And so part of the conversation I had was like, listen, is this something you're seeing from me? You know, to be able to take accountability for my parenting, maybe I'm not seeing it. Maybe I'm acting a certain way and I just am not aware of it. And that's possible. I mean, my perspective is sometimes I'm oblivious, I guess. I don't know. I get blindsided by things quite a bit. But I just said, is this coming out in me and just trying to like change that perspective and own my shit? Okay. And that's what we're trying to do here. Literally, we want to own our stuff. We want to take massive responsibility for where we are, and we want to take massive responsibility for where we can go. And when you're doing that, you can't continue to say yes to everybody around you. You can't continue to pour yourself out for the whole world when you haven't filled up your cup, when you haven't set your intention, when you haven't shown up for yourself, when you haven't gotten your shit right. Okay. I'm not going to lose my mind about what's happening in the world when I easily could. Like, every day I get on Facebook and I think I want to post some shit because it's so insane to me, but I bite my tongue and I say, listen, B, right? Yes. Do I talk to myself sometimes? Get your shit in order, like get your house in order, right? I can't control what's happening, and me bitching about it or saying, I can't believe they're getting away with this again, that's not changing anything, right? And if you are listening to this podcast and there's a part of you that thinks the government cares about you, you're in the wrong fucking mindset, okay? Because the government doesn't give a fuck about you. They do not care about you. Never. Big pharma, healthcare, it's a business. It is money. It is dollar signs, okay? The best thing you can do for yourself right now is to start saying no to everything that's draining you, and then figure out how you can start saying yes to yourself. Like, take responsibility for your health, okay? You know, those fast food drives and those fucking 3,000 calorie coffees every day are not good for you. You know that those toxic habits you have with the drugs and the alcohol, they're not good for you. You know that binge eating cakes and cookies and all the crazy stuff at night, it's not good for you. The drive-thrus, you know it's not good for you. Start taking responsibility for that. Start being aware of what you're putting in your mouth, okay? If there's more than like 5 ingredients, you're kind of fucking yourself, all right? Because that's a lot of chemicals. So it's just starting to be in that awareness of taking care of you, making yourself the priority. Let's take care of our house. Let's take care of our family. And I'd start with me first, right? I've got to get into the healthiest version of myself and get myself into the new way of eating and being before I can dump it on my family, right? I have to show that discipline. We're not going to put the family on some crazy, you know, fast when no one's prepared for that. But there are ingredients that I know I will gradually start changing out. And then once my house is in order, then maybe, yeah, I can get pissed about what's happening outside of it. But we can't control that. We can't control anything that's going on around us. You can't control what other people in your orbit are doing. You will have to start taking massive responsibility for you and what you can control. And if you're listening to the beginning of this and you're just like, yes, I keep, you know, pouring out my soul for everybody else and I'm not making myself a priority, there are signs. There are signs that God is saying it is time for you to do a reset. It's time for you to pause, practice the pause, evaluate what's going on around you. Take note of this, okay? Because there, listen, if you're exhausted, but sleep is not helping you, that is your body saying, I need a reset. It's not your body that genuinely gets tired. Okay. It's not. Your body can do some amazing things. Your soul gets tired. Your soul gets tired. So what are some things that you can do to break the programming? Okay. If you're not up for the Microdose Monday, and I'll do a science podcast next week. I'll talk about the science behind the microdosing and why I'm obsessed with it. I think it's been a minute since I've done that and I love to nerd out about it. But for now, if you want that hack, you guys know if you go into my show notes that you can get some microdose shroomies delivered discreetly to your door. Okay. The DEA is not going to show up. It's decriminalized in a lot of places, maybe even your area, but where they come from in Ann Arbor, Michigan, it is decriminalized. And so there's like a little safe space there, but it's very discreet. Okay. No one is going to know. Nobody's going to know. A very discreet process if that's where you want to start. Okay. But think about these things and you tell me if this is you. We need to break up some programming and give yourself a reset. Are you feeling unmotivated, uninspired? Like even something that you love to do, has it become a chore? There's no spark. You struggle to make any kind of decision. Everything feels overwhelming. Because you're disconnected from what it is that you truly desire. Are you constantly feeling stressed and overwhelmed? Like literally small shit is setting you off and you have never felt like you fully relaxed. There's no joy inside your soul. Can't even find something you used to love to do that would make you happy. There's just no joy. And are you having like random unexplained physical symptoms like the headaches, the tension, gut issues? Everything's there, but you can't get to the root cause. You go to the doctor and they're like, I don't know, just take this. They're just masking it with some bullshit, but you haven't found the root cause of this. That is your soul begging for a reset. There will always be signs. You should feel a level of balance and health and peace inside your body to know that you're on the right path. That is part of getting there. And if you feel out of balance, it's because your heart and your mind are not in coherence. That means your heart knows that you've been stuck in the programming and it can't pull you out. So you feel resistance everywhere you look. You don't feel comfortable ever. You just don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know if you're moving forwards, moving backwards. You're just kind of standing there and the world is just going at its own pace and you're not a part of it. You're not feeling that connection. Shroomies are my connection. Okay. And I'm coming up here in about 2 weeks where I'm going to take 6 weeks off. And I love that because in that 6 weeks, I journal a lot more than I do when I am on the shroomies, just to, you know, I like to see the growth. I like to go back and read the way I've grown and how I've healed and what I've faced. And the growth process is never ending. So I get to do this for as long as I get to breathe. And I love that. So if you're in this perspective of like, you know, oh my God, I have to be aware and treat myself nice for the rest of my life. Yeah, bitch. Okay. Yes. You should want to do these things. You should want to go to the gym and feel good. You should want to journal and give your mind a break. You should want to have coherence in your brain. You should want to get out of the programming. You should want to step into the potential of who you're going to be. It's a little scary, but you are safe. You are loved. You are whole. It's only scary because it's new. And if you think about times when you were a kid where, you know, you're doing something new, you're going to a birthday party for the first time, but you realize you had a lot of fun. If you think about the feelings in your body that you had when you were going to that party, you're like nervous, excited. All of a sudden, you've turned that nervous excitement into fear. So your body brings that in, and the story you've connected is fear. It's fear. So you just paralyze yourself in all these things with random thoughts of shit that will probably never come into fruition for nothing that matters. You're just in the programming, and you don't have to deprogram as long as you are giving yourself to other people. You never have to look at your own shit. No one's going to call you out on your programming because they're getting everything they want from you. Real friends are going to tell you, get the fuck over yourself and take responsibility for your shit. Real friends are going to say, everybody had a shitty childhood. Let's go, bitch. Okay. That's where we were, but we're not going to stay there. That's where we came from, but we're not going back there. And we're going to keep moving forward. Anybody that's buying into your bullshit is not your friend, and they're getting something from you. And as long as you're giving of yourself and pouring yourself out into everybody else, you'll never have to do this. But that means the way your life is today, it's going to be like that forever. Are you happy with that? I don't think so. You wouldn't have listened to the podcast this far if you were happy with that kind of shit. I know you. I know you know there's more. And I know you know it's time to call yourself out on your bullshit. So what do you do? If you don't want to microdose shroomies, what can you do? Start your day outside as soon as you wake up. That's it. 15 minutes outside. Whether you can see the sun or not, it's there. It sets your circadian rhythm. 15 minutes, you wake up, go outside. Do it. Barefoot. I say barefoot. I don't give a fuck if it's snowing, bitch. Go in the bare feet. Go bare feet. Move your body. Okay. I don't care if it's a walk, if you're just stretching, if it's just some light exercise. I want you to make 10,000 steps a day non-negotiable. Non-negotiable. And I want you to think about what it is to feed your body whole, nutrient-dense foods. Okay. That's the, I'm telling you, I'm doing the meat thing. I'm eating the meat, all the meats. Go for the raw dairy. Go for the seasonal fruit. Stay the fuck out of the grocery store. Find a meat market. Find a cow farm and do your shit. And the way the world is going, you're probably going to need to know a butcher and a milk farm guy. Okay. Fuel your body the way it was meant to be. And schedule breaks from your phone. Okay. Step outside. Take some deep breaths. Reset. Before diving back into something big. Every morning, I want you to wake up and I want you to ask God. Well, first you're going to thank him. And then you're going to ask him for what you need. And then you're going to hand him anything you can't handle. And then you're going to write down three things that you're grateful for and what your main goal of the day is. What is your main goal for the day? Main goal for the day. This is so, it is such a powerful way to stay focused and grounded. And guess what? I know, bitches, you get bored, right? It gets boring because it's monotonous and you're like, it's a chore, but it becomes a habit and it's just something you do without thinking. And it matters. You pour into yourself and you do this every day. And I'm telling you, you do what I'm saying for 30 days, you will be a different person. You'll be a different person. Don't take my word for it. In fact, fucking prove me wrong. Do it for 30 days and come back and be like, bitch, nothing in my life changed. I'm so miserable. Okay. Do that. Start telling people no and start telling yourself yes and do these things for 30 days. Your life is going to change. Read a book. Put together a puzzle. Learn to play the piano. Keep your mind active. It is just as important as moving your body. You have to move your mind, okay? Netflix is not moving your mind. It is not giving you any way of thinking outside of the bullshit stories that you've been stuck on for so long that are not serving you. That's why you're not moving the needle. That's why you're pissed off watching everybody else win and you feel like you're just stuck. Maybe you're unlucky. You feel unlucky because that's not it at all. It's your programming and you can stop the programming. You can change the channel anytime you want. Anytime you want. Drink water first thing in the morning. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling unmotivated, if you're feeling overwhelmed, this is something deeper that needs attention. It's not about rest. A nap isn't going to help you. You have to reconnect with these habits that are going to bring you back to who you're meant to be. I want you to believe in what's possible. I want you to understand that maybe it's not your fault that you're here right now, but it's your fault where you're going to be in a week. It's going to be your fault where you're going to be in 2 weeks. You want to keep doing stuff to keep beating yourself up and keep yourself in a cycle of shame and abuse? You want to keep just worrying about everybody around you as you slowly die? You choose, bitch. You choose. You choose. And I say no one is coming to save you. You have to be your own hero. And that means you have to be willing to be vulnerable and give this up to God, okay? In human form, there's not a human that can come and live your life for you. The only human that could ever do anything for us died on a cross. You've got to be willing to meet him halfway. You've got to be willing to open the door and say, all right, let's do this. Because you're not alone. You are not alone, but you're the only person. You've got to be your own hero and show up. You got to be your own hero and open that door for Christ. You've got to be your own hero and take massive fucking responsibility for where you're going to be. What you do today determines what you're going to feel like in your 60s, in your 70s, in your 80s. So if you're just going to sit around and complain about your life, it's not going to get much better. In fact, I can say, unfortunately, I have a family member that has never done any of these things, okay? Never taken responsibility, never taken control of health, and never taken responsibility for health or mental wellness or anything. My memories were just, she's just home all day on the couch. Literally. And I promise you, the quality of life, it's heartbreaking. Because what is there? What is there? There is no legacy. I have nothing that I will be like, wow, this is a great legacy. This is someone who really tried to forge a path of change and massive responsibility and wanting to step into potential. And maybe that was meant to be part of my story. Maybe I was meant to see that as an example so I knew what not to do, because I've done that. I've done so great with that. I want my kids to know I am not the perfect mom, but I'm the always trying mom. I am the always trying mom, and I'm leaving a legacy. I'm leaving something that they can look back on and they can read the shit I've gone through. They don't give a fuck about it right now. But someday, you know, when they're 80 and I am dying in my bed at home, whatever, they're going to want to know some things, right? And they're going to have shit to look back on. And they're going to say, man, she was always trying. That's the best thing you can do for yourself and your family is to be an always trying. And we don't try by giving ourselves to other people. You cannot provide adequate acts of service if you do not service yourself. The mechanic who neglects his own car wouldn't have a ride to work on your car if he didn't take care of his car first, right? You have to make you a priority. You can't pour from an empty cup. simple ways to fill it up every single day. Microdose Monday. I love you guys. We're going to have an amazing week. It's a blank slate. Whatever happened yesterday doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We start over today and tomorrow. God bless. We wake up. It's another blank slate to create. So what are you going to do? Wake up, grab your coffee, grab a couple donuts, hop on the couch, binge some Netflix. Are you going to get the fuck over yourself and do something awesome? Like go outside, journal, open the word. Love you. Literally on the stair stepper today. Just like, bitch, I fucking love you. That's why I'm doing this. I love you because I really hated every second of it, right? Fuck, it's hard. That stair thing is a nightmare. I only did 10 minutes, okay? 10 minutes on that bitch. And I was like, I'm doing it because I love you. I love me. I deserve to be able to do things like that for myself, to show that love and to show that respect and to show my body, to let my body go into its potential. My body did great as a mom. Carried 6 babies, nursed for like 15 years of my life. My body did a really great job. Now I have to love it into a new direction. I'm not going to have any more babies. So now I have to love it into the direction of let's hold on to our strength and our vitality and our endurance for a very long time, because I want to be strong and fit for grandkids, right? I want to be strong and fit so I can go do things actively in the world, no matter what age I am. I plant that seed now and I get in that habit now. What am I going to be like when I'm 80? Fucking hottest grandma you've ever seen, bitch. Okay. Absolutely. I just want you guys to step into your potential. I want you to see what's possible and hang out with me this week. We've got 3 more episodes coming. And I love you guys.